impumela enhle enhlolisisi yokusebenza kwesigombolozo esaziwa ngokuthi yi-dapivirine ring kumbe vaginal ARV ring isilethe intokozo kungcitshi zesayensi ezithe gwaqa eDurban zikhanda amacebo ukuthi lingalwiswa kanjani igciwane elibangela ingculaza. Lesi sigombolozi esisetshenziswa ngabesifazane ngokusifaka esithweni sangaphansi silomuntu enqabela ukuthi amagciwane engculaza aqhubeke sanda kumbe zalana lomunye umuntu ovimba lawo azama ukungena wesifazana. Inhlolisiso yenziwe kwabesifazane abedlula izinkulungwane ezine 4500 emazweni abalisa iZimbabwe, iSouth Africa, iMalawi leUganda iveze ukuthi lesi sigombolozi sivikela ukuthelelwa kwabesifazana leli gciwane ngesilinganiso songamajumi amathathu ekhulwini 30%. Isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-IPM eyokhokhela inhlelo zokulungiswa kwalo muthi unkosikazi Annalyn Nell utshela amanxusa aseDurban ukuthi baphakathi kwenhlelo ezakhokhelela kuthini inhlanganiso yezempilakahle emhlabeni jikelele yemukele ukusetshenziswa kwalesi sigombolozi abesifazane.
Identical both
inhlolisiso ezimbili esazenzayo zonke zaphuma le mpumela efanayo. Zombili zakhombisa ukwehla kokuthelelwana kwegciwane kulabo abasebenzisa isigombolozi lesi. Limphumela isize kakhulu ukuthi siqale ukukhulumisana lenhlanganiso zezempilakahle ngalo umuthi. Ngaphezu kwakho konke sithokoziswe ukuthi lumuthi kawela ngozi kwabesifazana abawusebenzisayo.
Lesi sigombolozi sihlala esithweni sikamama okwenyanga abesesikhupha efaka esinye. Inhlolisiso itshengisa ukuthi kasiwi njalo asiphazamisi inhlelo zesambuzini lezocansi. Abesifazane beZimbabwe sebemukele ngezandla zombili limzamo yokuvikela abesifazane ekutholeni lengciwane. Umgcinisihlalo wenye inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abesifazane eMbokodo, unkosikazi Victress Mathutu, uthi yena ofisa ukuthi kungachithwa sikhathi kuvunyelwe kusebenziswa kwalesi sigombolozi.
Singajabula uma kungeba yinto engahlehla iphangise ukwenzeka ukwenzela ukuthi omama bavikeleke. Kuyinto enhle ukutholakala kwalesi sigombolozi, sikushayela izandla singomama lokho.
Ngokutsho kokwalondaba lwenhlanganiso ye-AVET epha ulwazi ngodaba lwengculaza, ngo-2015 bekulabantu abedlula izigidi abaphila legciwane lengculaza eZimbabwe 1.4 million. Ibika njalo ukuthi ingxenye yabesifazane abaphila ngokuthengisa izocansi eZimbabwe balegciwane lengculaza. Ngalo mnyaka abesifazane bebephila legciwane lengculaza elizweni bebephose befike isigidi 790,000. Imbangela zalokhu zigoqela umkhuba ovamileyo ukuthi ezocansi zilawulwa ngowesilisa, ukubanjwa ngamandla kwabesifazane ukwenza ezocansi nokuthandana kwamantombazane asakhulayo labantu abadala. Unkosazana Mathutu uthi lokhu kuzasiza omama abalabomkabo abangafuni ukusebenzisa ijazi lomkhwenyana.
Kuyinto enhle kakhulu kithi abesifazana. Yebo, siyaza khona amajazi omkhwenyana, kodwa esikhathini esiningi amajazi omkhwenyana asetshenziswa ngabesilisa. Akhona abesifazana, kodwa ngiyazi ukuthi balutshwana abesifazana abalazi ijazi lomkhwenyana lesifazana. Futhi kunzima ukuphoqa umuntu wesilisa ukuthi alisebenzise ijazi lomkhwenyana, ikakhulu nxa engafuni. Kodwa nxa sekulalesi sigombolozi, ngicabanga ukuthi omama bazohlala bevikelekile.
Kanti-ke uthi lakulabo ababanjwa iganyavu kuzasiza kakhulu.
Ma usiba lomnyama wokuthi uthi uhamba udlwengulwe umuntu wesilisa olalo le gciwane lesandulela ngculazi, ma ulalesi sigombolozi uyazazi ukuthi uvikelekile kancane.
Kodwa-ke incitshi ziyagcizelela ukuthi njengoba kungakabi khona umuntu wokwelapha ingculaza, ukusetshenziswa kwamakhondomu kufanele kuqiniswe nguye wonke umuntu ongena ocansini olungaphephanga. Malesitulo 7 Johannesburg, kwele South Africa, ngingu Benedict Nhlapo.